Welcome to this demonstration of restoring your Apple TV via your Mac using VoiceOver. The reason you may want to do this is because you can't get your Apple TV to connect to the internet, either via Wi-Fi or Ethernet, and the only option you've got is to restore it via your Mac, or for that matter your PC. And I will give you a warning if you ever want to have a go at this, is the fact that as soon as you plug in a mini USB cable to the back of the Apple TV, if you decide then you don't want to do it and you take the cable out again, next time you turn on the Apple TV, it'll ask to be plugged into a computer, whether a Mac or a PC. So certainly follow this along to see what the whole process is about, but please don't try it unless you really want to. Okay, so let me just say that I've got my Mac turned on, VoiceOver's running, and I'm sitting at my desktop. And of course, I've got my Apple TV turned on. It's got VoiceOver activated and it's plugged into my HDMI channel on my TV. So if I just press the menu button on the Apple TV remote.
In main menu. Settings. Button. 2 of 2.
Okay, I've only got two options currently. I've got settings and I press left arrow.
Computers. Button. 1 of 2.
And computers.
Your Apple TV isn't connected to the network. To check your network settings, choose settings, general, then select network.
So as you heard, I don't have any access to the internet for this particular Apple TV to restore itself, hence why I'm doing it via my Mac. And of course, as I said earlier on, Mac or PC via iTunes. Okay, so for the moment, I don't need my Apple TV plugged into my mixer, so I'm just going to take it out of the jack so we don't get that hum coming through the speakers. There we go. So I'm going to grab my USB cable. Take the HDMI cable out of the back of the Apple TV, which I'm about to do now. Put that down. Because I'm going to plug in another cable into the Apple TV, just for safety, I'm going to take out the power cord. Okay, and now I'm going to plug in the micro USB cable. And just for reference, the micro USB cable is the cable that's got the two little prongs on the male end of the cable. And when I'm plugging it into the mini USB port, which is located below the HDMI port on the back of the Apple TV, the prongs are facing down. So that's in now, and I'll just plug in the USB cable into the other end into my Mac. Okay, that's in. And now I'm going to put the power back on my Apple TV. So I plug in the cable back in now. Okay, that's on. And hopefully iTunes will wake up in a minute and detect the Apple TV.
iTunes, window, LCD section.
Which it has. Okay, and just remember, we're now at the point of no return. As soon as I plugged that basically mini USB cable into the Apple TV, if I would have aborted the process and just restarted it normally with the HDMI cable plugged in, it would ask to be plugged in to a Mac or a PC. Okay, so let's find the Apple TV in iTunes. So I'm going to just use the find command for VoiceOver.
Enter search text.
And I'm just going to type in Apple. Hit enter.
Apple TV pop-up button.
Okay, there's the Apple TV.
Apple TV, selected radio button, 1 of 1.
And I just went to the right and it said Apple TV already selected. If I go to the right again.
Scroll area.
There's the scroll area for the Apple TV. Interact.
Interact with scroll area.
And to the right.
Apple TV recovery mode.
Okay, so it's now in Apple TV recovery mode.
If you are experiencing problems with your Apple TV, you can restore its original settings by clicking Restore Apple TV. Eject Apple TV button.
Okay, and of course I'm going to the right here, and that's the eject button for the Apple TV.
Restore Apple TV button.
Or restore Apple TV. Now, since I've already restored someone's Apple TV last week on the help desk at Vision Australia, I've already got the restore file on my MacBook Pro here. Otherwise, if I didn't have it, it would actually start downloading the restore file and then do the restore. So I'm going to activate the restore button.
Press Restore Apple TV button. Apple TV software restore. Contacting the Apple TV software now in dialogue. Are you sure you want to restore the Apple TV to its factory settings? All of your media and other data will be erased, and the newest version of the Apple TV software will be installed.
Now, by the way, that message is the exact message that you would also get if you could access a Wi-Fi network or an Ethernet network on your Apple TV in Settings General Reset, and that you would get the exact same message about the fact that it's going to remove media, data, accounts, etc. So, yes, we do. I'm just going to press Enter.
Now in iTunes window, restore Apple TV button.
Okay, so I'm going to uninteract.
Stop interacting with scroll area.
And jump to the top of the screen.
LCD section.
Interact with the LCD section.
Interact with LCD section. Extracting software.
Okay, extracting software. I.e., because I've already got the restore file on the Mac, it's just unpacking it. So if I go to the right, that's the progress clicks. And let's stop that bit. So I'm back over to the left.
Preparing Apple TV for restore.
Okay, preparing Apple TV for restore. And if we go to the right again.
Busy progress indicator.
That cell says busy. Back to the left.
Preparing Apple TV for restore.
Okay, it still says preparing Apple TV for restore. Clicking again, so I'm going to go to the right.
Busy progress indicator.
Busy, back to the left.
Waiting for Apple TV.
Waiting for Apple TV. And that clicked again. Now, rather than going to the right and back to the left, I'm just going to read the current item.
Preparing Apple TV software for restore.
Okay, preparing Apple TV software for restore. If I go to the right.
Busy progress indicator.
Still busy. Back to the left.
Restoring Apple TV software.
Okay, restoring Apple TV software. So what I normally do is I like to go to the right sometimes just to check if there is a progress indicator rather than just busy. Of course, once you hear a click on the current item, you can always verify it with the current voiceover cursor command VOF3, which I'm going to do now again.
Restoring Apple TV software. Text is in the voiceover cursor.
Okay, it still says that. Now let me just check what the time is so we have a rough idea how long this is going to take.
March 5th, 9:44 a.m.
Okay, so it's 9:44. So what I might do is I might pause the recording while this is doing the restore, and I'll let you know how long it actually takes to do the restore for the Apple TV, rather than waiting around for the recording to complete, so to speak.
Busy progress. Restoring Apple TV software. Busy progress indicator.
So to the right, back to the left.
Verifying Apple TV software.
It's 9:45.
Verifying Apple TV software, and that was quite kind of my Mac to tell me the time on the quarter hour. So from the last time I paused, that was only about a minute and a half. So there's a click again. Let's check current item.
Verifying Apple TV restore. Text is in the voiceover cursor.
Okay, verifying Apple TV restore still. Clicked again. Check the current item.
Restoring Apple TV firmware. Text.
Restoring Apple TV firmware now.
Verifying Apple TV restore.
Verifying Apple TV restore. Certainly goes for a lot of cycles, doesn't it?
Your Apple TV has been restored to factory settings. Please disconnect your Apple TV from your computer and reconnect it to your TV.
Okay, now this is the important bit. Disconnect the USB cable, which I'm going to do right now. Take it out of my Mac and take it out of the Apple TV. Okay, that's out. And I'm going to be a good person and take the power out of the Apple TV. I'm going to grab my HDMI cable. Okay, that's in. I'm just going to plug my audio cable back in to my stereo. Okay, that's in. And I can hear the hum in my headphones, so I know it's working. Okay, so let me plug it back in the power. Okay, power's back into the Apple TV. And of course, when it restarts, it's going to start up as a completely new Apple TV, so to speak. So it should prompt us to use VoiceOver. Now, on this occasion, I didn't get a speaking message, but I know from experience that if I press my power button 3 times, 1, 2, 3.
VoiceOver on.
I've turned on VoiceOver.
iPad or iPod Touch using iOS 7 or later to automatically set up your Apple TV. Unlock your device. Enable Bluetooth, and touch this Apple TV with it, to pair a Bluetooth keyboard. Turn it on now. Not available on iPhone 4 and iPad 2. English. Button. 1 of 37.
Okay, so all that was about to...
pair a Bluetooth keyboard with your Apple TV. Turn it on now.
Okay, so I can pair a Bluetooth keyboard with my Apple TV straight away. Of course, I can also set it up via my iPhone, which I'm not going to do. I am, however, going to use my Bluetooth keyboard, so I'm just going to go and grab it. Okay, so I've got my Apple Bluetooth keyboard, so I'm just going to turn it on and stick it in pairing mode.
Bluetooth device connected. 1 of 1.
Okay, there you go.
To pair a Bluetooth keyboard with your Apple TV, turn it on now.
And it's connected, so if I just press my down arrow.
Inutiliser un iPhone, iPad ou iPod Touch exécutant un système ultérieur pour configurer
automatiquement
votre appareil.
To read out that same prompt, if I press up arrow.
Inutiliser un iPhone, iPad. Or iPod Touch using iOS 7 or later to automatically set up your Apple TV. Unlock your device. Enable Bluetooth. And touch this Apple TV with it. To pair a Bluetooth keyboard. Turn it on now. Not available on iPhone 4 and iPad 2. English. Button.
Okay,
1 of 37.
I don't want to use English, so I'm just going to press Enter.
Setting. Big prompt 61951F. Button. 1 of 7.
Okay, now it's asking me to now connect to a Wi-Fi network, so I'm going to connect to my home Wi-Fi network, so I'm just going to press Down Arrow.
Big prompt 600. Big prompt 90. David's Wi-Fi network. Button.
Okay,
4 of 7.
Enter.
in Wi-Fi password. Enter the network password for David's Wi-Fi network. Network passwords are case sensitive. Login keyboard. A. Button.
And of course, here's the login Alpha. Keyboard. And as normal...
Press play pause to change keyboards.
And as normal, I can type on the keyboard. I can also use, the Apple remote to use that on-screen keyboard as well. And so I'm going to use my Bluetooth keyboard, of course, because it's faster. Type my password.
14 bullets.
Press enter.
Connecting. 2 of 2. Activating.
Activating.
Setting region format.
Setting region format.
Okay. Button. 1 of 2.
Press enter. Okay.
Loading. 1 of 1. In main menu. Movies. Button. 1 of 5.
Okay, so the first thing I really have to do is go and put in my Apple ID. And of course, I'm also using family sharing, so all my other shared Apple IDs will actually come up as well. So I'm going to press right arrow.
TV shows. Button. 2 of 5. Music. Button. 3 of 5. iTunes radio. Button. 4 of 5. Computers. Button. 5 of 5.
And if memory serves me correctly, if home I press sharing. 10 arrow now.
Home share. Settings. Button. 5 of 26.
Okay, there's settings. I'm going to press enter on settings.
In settings. General. Button. 1 of 9.
And I'm going to come down to iTunes.
Main menu. Button. 2 of 9. Screen saver. Button. 3 of 9. iCloud. Button. 4 of 9. iTunes Store. Button. 5 of 9.
Okay, press enter.
In iTunes Store. Sign in. Button. 1 of 7.
Sign in. Enter.
In enter your Apple ID to sign into the iTunes Store. If you don't have an Apple ID, open iTunes on your computer and go to Store. Create Apple ID. Login keyboard. A. Button.
Okay, so I'm going to type Alpha. In my Apple ID.
Press play pause to change keyboards. David Woodbridge.
Okay, and press enter.
In enter the password for David Woodbridge. Login keyboard. A. Button. Alpha. Press play pause to change keyboards.
And of course, again, on-screen keyboard, I could still use the Apple remote if I wished, and indeed the Apple remote on the iPhone as well. So I'm going to type in my password for my Apple ID.
Submit. 2, 3, 9, 10 bullets. 11 bullets.
Okay, there it is. Pressing enter again.
In remember password. Would you like Apple TV to remember the password for David Woodbridge to rent or purchase items from the iTunes store? Yes. Button.
Now, since this is my Apple TV, I'm going to say yes, so I can just press down arrow.
No. Button.
And there's 2 of 2. Okay, so back up to yes.
Yes. Button.
And enter.
1 of 2. Accessing iTunes store. In iTunes store. Apple IDs. David Woodbridge. Dent. Button. 1 of 8.
Okay, and there I am. My Apple ID is logged in. So just to check, if I press escape.
In settings. In main menu. Settings. Button. 5 of 26.
And if I press up arrow.
Computers. Button.
And get back to the left to movies.
iTunes radio. Music. TV shows. Movies. Button. 1 of 5.
Press enter.
Top movies. 2 of 5.
And press left arrow.
Purchased. 1 of 5.
And enter.
In David's purchased movies. Recent. 14. Button. 1 of 9.
Okay, that's recent movies. I press down arrow.
My movies. 68. Button.
It's my movie. 68. Down arrow again.
Shared movies. Button. 3 of 9.
Shared movies. And if I press right arrow.
Ellen.
That's my wife.
1 of 2.
I can press enter on her Apple ID to see her movies. Or right arrow again.
Thea.
Okay, and there's my daughter's Apple ID as well in there. Okay, press escape.
Purchased. In main menu. Movies. Button. 1 of 5.
Okay, so far I've basically restored the Apple TV from the Mac, paired the Bluetooth keyboard to make it a lot faster to get the Apple TV set up by using the keyboard to put in my password for my Wi-Fi network, and also to put in my Apple ID and password. So that's the initial setup. What I thought I'd also show you in this demonstration is what I now do to set up the rest of the Apple TV in the way that I normally use it for home. So the first thing that I tend to do is get rid of all the unnecessary icons on the home screen that I don't use. So if I press down arrow at the moment.
Template. Button. 1 of 26.
I've got 26 items. Really 25 because one of them is actually settings. So the first thing I need to do is go across to settings on this row.
Cricket. Trailers. MLBT. Settings. Button.
Hit enter.
5 of 26. In settings. General. Button. 1 of 9.
Come down to menu.
Main menu. Button. 2 of 9.
Press enter.
In main menu. Bloomberg. Show. Button. 1 of 25.
And there's 25 items indeed there. And now what I can do is actually use the Enter key to toggle each one of these on or off. So Bloomberg, I'm going to press Enter.
Bloomberg. Hide. Button. 1 of 25.
And that's hidden. Down arrow.
Crackle. Show. Button.
Don't want 2 to of 25. That one. Enter.
Crackle. Hide. Button.
Down.
Cricket. Show. Button.
I'll leave that showing.
3 of 25. Crunchyroll. Show.
Crunchyroll. Button. Enter.
Crunchyroll. Hide. Button.
Okay, next one.
Daily Motion. Show. Button.
Daily Motion. 5 hide of 25. That one.
Daily Motion. Hide. Button.
Down again.
Flickr.
Show. Hide.
Flickr. iCloud Photos.
iCloud Photos. Show. Hide.
Button. 7 of 25. iCloud Photos. Show. Button. 7 of 25.
Okay, now if I hit enter on iCloud Photos, I've actually got two options. If I press down arrow.
In iCloud Photos. Shared album invitations. Show. Button. 2 of 2.
Okay, that's show album invitations. I press up arrow.
iCloud Photos. Show. Button. 1 of 2.
Okay, the first one was show, so I'm going to press enter.
iCloud Photos. Hide. Button. 1 of 2.
And press escape.
In main menu. iMovie Theater. Show. Button.
Nope, don't want that 25. One. Hide. Enter.
iMovie Theater. Hide. Button.
Down again.
KOR TV.
Nope.
Show.
Enter on that one.
KOR TV. Hide. Button. 9 of 25.
Down again.
MLB TV.
Nope. Hide
show.
That one.
Button.
Enter.
MLB TV. Hide. Button. 10 of 25.
Next one.
NBA.
Nope.
Show.
Enter.
NBA. Hide. Button. 11 of 25.
Down again.
NFL Now.
Nope.
Show.
Enter.
NFL Now. Hide. Button. 12 of 25.
Then I'll just do the rest of those quickly.
NHL. NHL. Hide. Podcasts. Show. Kello Concerts. Kello Concerts. Hide. Radio. Show. Red Bull TV. Show. Red Bull TV. Hide. Template. Show. Trailers. Show. UFC. Show. UFC. Hide. Vivo. Show. Vivo. Hide. Vimeo. Show. Button. Vimeo. Hide. WSJ Live. Show. Button. WSJ Live. Hide. Button. WWE Network. WWE Network. Hide. YouTube. Show. Button. 25 of 25.
Okay, so that's it. So I'm going to press escape.
In settings. Main menu. Button. In main menu. Settings. Button. 5 of 7.
Okay, so now I've only got 7 items on my main home screen. Now if I go to the left.
YouTube. Trailers. Button. Cricket. Button. Template. Button. 1 of 7.
Okay, dinner.
Podcasts. Button. 6 of 7. Radio. Button. 7 of 7.
Okay, so nice and tidy. So that's actually hiding the icons I don't use on the main menu of the home screen of the Apple TV. The next thing I always set is restrictions for my boys so they can't access adult content. So up.
Cricket.
Across
button.
The settings.
To trailer. YouTube. Settings. Button.
Enter on settings.
In settings. General. Button. 1 of 9.
Enter on.
In general. About. Button. 1 of 17.
And down to restrictions.
Name. Apple TV. Network. Restrictions. Button. 4 of 17.
Okay, enter on restrictions.
In restrictions. Turn on restrictions. Button. 1 of 8.
So I press enter.
In set passcode. Enter a 4-digit passcode to set up restrictions for your Apple TV. After your passcode is set, you'll need to enter it again to change restrictions in the future. 0. Adjustable item.
Okay, so 3 of 3. Type in my restrictions passcode.
Done. Button. 3 of 3.
Okay, it's popped over to the done button. Hit enter.
In confirm passcode. Re-enter your 4-digit passcode. 0. Adjustable
okay,
item.
Type in again.
3 of 3. Done. Button. 3 of 3.
Enter.
In passcode confirmed. Make sure you keep your passcode in a safe place. If you forget your passcode, you can reset it by choosing reset all settings. Okay. Button. 1 of 1.
Enter on OK.
In restrictions. Turn off restrictions. Button. 1 of 9.
Now if I come down.
Change passcode. Button.
Change
2 of 9.
Passcode.
Purchase and rental. Ask. Button. 3 of 9.
So purchase and rental is currently set to ask, which is what I want.
Ratings for. United States. Button.
Okay, ratings 4 of 9. For United States. I don't want because I'm in Australia, so I'm going to press enter.
In ratings locale. Select the locale from which ratings should be applied. United States. Button. 134 of 140.
Okay, I'm going to press the up arrow very quickly. And I'm actually not sure if there's a fast way to do this, but I'm just going to keep pressing up arrow anyway. Let's stop and see what we're up to.
China. Button. 31 of 140.
Oh, getting closer. China.
Albania.
Oh, that's the top.
Button.
Okay.
So 1 of 100. Angola. Anguilla. Antigua. Argentina. Armenia. Australia. Button.
Okay, that's
7 of 140.
Pressing enter.
In restrictions. Ratings 4. Australia. Button. 4 of 9.
Okay, down.
Restrict movies 2. PG. Button.
Restrict movies to PG. That's fine.
Restrict TV shows 2. Capital C. Button. 6 of 9.
I've got no idea what capital C means, but I'm going to change it. So enter.
Restrict TV shows 2. Capital G. Button. 6 of 9.
That's general. Enter again.
Restrict TV shows 2. PG. Button. 6 of 9.
There we go. Restrict TV shows to PG. Parental guidance. Down again.
Explicit music and podcasts. Ask. Button. 7 of 9.
Allow explicit podcasts. It's basically ask or allow. And it's currently on us, so leave it alone.
AirPlay settings. Show. Button. 8 of 9.
AirPlay settings is fine, so they can AirPlay to the different Apple AirPlay speakers they've got around the house.
Conference room display. Allow. Button. 9 of 9.
Conference room display. Allow, which is fine again. So that's it for restrictions. Let me press escape.
In general. Restrictions. Button. 4 of 17.
Now, I always like to name the Apple TV that I'm currently set at my house because we've got 4 or 5 in the house anyway. So I'm going to press up arrow for this one.
Network. Name. Apple TV. Button. 2 of 17.
Okay, so it's currently called the Apple TV. I'm going to press enter.
In name. Choose a name for your Apple TV. Apple TV. Button. 1 of 8.
Okay, and we've got preset ones here. We've got Apple TV.
Living room.
Living room.
Family room.
Family room.
Bedroom.
Bedroom.
Kitchen.
Kitchen.
Great room. Button.
Break room.
Office.
Office.
Custom.
And custom, which is what I want. Enter.
In enter a name for your Apple TV. Submit. Button.
And I'm just going to press my delete key.
Capital V. Capital
because, as you can tell, I've already got a name in there already.
Deleted.
Okay, and I'm currently sitting in my boy's toy room, so I'm going to type in toy room.
Toy room.
And press enter.
In general. Name. Toy room. Button. 2 of 17.
This thing I need to do is get Karen back on here for Australia. So let me go and change my region and language. So I'm just going to press down arrow.
Network. Restrictions. Remotes. Bluetooth. Software up. Time zone. Cupertino. Button. 8 of 17.
Okay, so let me change my time zone to start off with. So press enter.
In time zone. Set automatically. Off. Button. 1 of 2.
Okay, so let's see if I just choose automatically.
You can set the time zone automatically using your current location.
It's actually going unavailable. Based on my current location, so I'm going to press enter.
Set automatically.
And we'll see what happens.
On. Button. 1 of 2.
And if I press enter now.
Time zone. Sydney.
Beautiful.
2 of 2.
Which is exactly where I am. Well, sort of, in near Sydney, New South Wales, Australia. So that's fine. Pressing escape. And an error.
In general. Sleep after. 1 hour. Button. 9 of 17.
And we just sleep hour.
Send data to Apple.
Let's get into language.
Language. Button. 11 of 17.
Enter language.
In language. English. Button. 1 of 37.
Okay, so I've got English. 1 of 37. So if I press down arrow.
Français.
Deutsch.
Nihongo.
Netherlands.
Italiano. Espanol. Portugues. Dansk. Sony. Musk. Svenska. Hangugo. Tianqi. Fanqi. Ruski. Polski. Portugues. Bahasa.
British.
It's the British voice if you want to use the British one.
Kipche. Magyar. Australian English. Button. 23 of 37.
And that's what I want to use. Karen, the Australian voice. Pressing enter.
Setting. Voice over on. Loading.
In main menu.
Movies. Button. 1 of 5.
Okay, so as you can tell, VoiceOver restarted itself and then put the system back at the main home screen of the Apple TV. And the fourth one item I always tend to turn on, of course, is my accessibility shortcut. So let me press right arrow to get across.
TV shows. Music. iTunes radio. Computers. Button. 5 of 5.
Down.
Settings. Button. 5 of 7.
Okay, there's settings. Enter on settings.
In settings.
General. Button.
Enter on general.
In general.
And come about. Down to accessibility.
Button. Name. Network. David's Wi-Fi network. Button. 3 of 17. Restriction. Remote. Bluetooth. Software. Time zone. Sleep off. Send data to. Language. Region format. Accessibility. Button. 13 of 17.
Okay, there's accessibility. Pressing enter.
In accessibility.
Voice over. On. Button. 1 of 7.
Down.
Speech rate. Normal.
So speech button. Rate. If I wanted to change it, I can press enter.
Speech rate. Fast. Button. Speech rate. Very fast. Button. 2 of 7. Speech rate.
Very slow. Speech rate. Slow. Speech rate. Normal. Button. 2 of 7.
Just leave mine on normal for the moment. Normally I'd have it on fast or very fast.
Use pitch. On.
Use
button.
Pitch is on.
3 of 7. Accessibility menu. Off. Button. 4 of 7. To access accessibility options, hold down the menu button.
Okay, so you hold down the menu button to access the accessibility shortcut key. So I'm pressing enter to turn mine on.
Accessibility menu. On. Button. 4 of 7.
And just to complete the rest of the menu, down.
Video descriptions. On. Button.
Okay, video descriptions are already on.
In subtitles and captioning.
Closed captions plus SDH. Off. Button. 6 of 7.
Okay, closed captions is currently off, and I leave mine off because it tends to irritate my boys. Down.
Style. Default. Button. 7 of 7.
And of course, style is all the low vision options. And I normally change mine to large print for my boys to make it a little bit easier to read for them. So I'm just going to press enter on that one.
In styles.
Default. Selected. Button. 1 of 5.
Down.
Large text. Button.
And
2 of 5.
Enter on large text.
Large text. Selected.
And press escape.
Style. Accessibility. Button. 13 of 17.
Okay, now that might have been me holding down my escape key too long. So I'm just going to press enter to go back into it.
In accessibility.
And voice quickly over. Go down the bottom.
Video.
In subtitle.
Style. Large text. Button. 7 of 7.
Just to confirm that I did indeed turn the large print option on for styles. So that's done. So if I hold down my escape key.
1 of 1. Return to main menu. Button. 1 of 4.
I've now got my accessibility shortcut menu now activating. So besides holding down the escape key or the menu button on the remote to jump straight back to the main menu or the home screen, if I press down arrow.
Voice over. Selected. Button.
I can toggle voiceover on and off.
Closed captions. Button. 3 of 4.
Toggle closed captions on or off.
Video descriptions. Selected.
Toggle closed captions on or off. So I'm just going to press escape.
In accessibility.
Subtitles and captioning.
In general. In settings. In main menu.
Settings. Button. 5 of 7.
And I'm back to my main home screen. So that completes this demonstration of doing a restore on your Apple TV, in this case from the Mac using iTunes, and then of course setting up the Apple TV first of all to turn on VoiceOver. In my case, I then connected my Bluetooth keyboard to then put in my password for my Wi-Fi network, and then once I hit the main menu to go into settings, set up my Apple ID username and password, and that completed the initial setup of the Apple TV. And then I went through a number of options that I tend to go through when I set up my Apple TV. And of course, they included hiding the icons on the main menu or the home screen, setting up restrictions, setting the time zone, and choosing a different language synthesizer for VoiceOver, in my case, Australia. And then, of course, setting up the accessibility shortcut so that I can hold down the either escape key on my Bluetooth keyboard or the menu button on the Apple remote itself to toggle on and off accessibility features, or to zip back to the main menu or home screen if I'm down a level of menus in the Apple TV itself, not just in settings but in movies, TV shows, etc. And then finally, in that accessibility settings, I said that I tend to use large print styles to make it a little bit easier for my boys to look at the text on the Apple TV. So that completes this demonstration of Restore and my own setup of the Apple TV. I hope you've enjoyed listening to the podcast. As usual, thanks for listening, and bye for now.